The Jaguars back on the practice field Wednesday, and of course, all eyes on quarterback Blaine Gabbert. The Kansas City Chiefs come calling Sunday here at Everbank Field. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Mazda, J.P. Shadrick, with senior writer for Jaguars.com, John Osher. Good to have you back in the studio. It's opening week in the league, finally.
Well, you say back in the studio. My first time in the studio. What a studio. And it is an exciting time. A lot of storylines about this team, and I think a lot of people are waiting to see what's going to happen on Sunday.
Jags back on the practice field today. Head coach Gus Bradley brings his team out in preparation for the Chiefs for the first time. Blaine Gabbert throwing the ball a little bit today. The plan was to take some snaps today, he said in the locker room. We'll hear from Blaine in just a moment. Maurice Jones-Drew said he's good to go for Sunday. You might see a little Justin Forsett as well. He's working back in pads and working out today as well. Will Rackley dressed. We'll see how long he goes this week and his status as this week moves along for the Kansas City game. Of course, John, the biggest news of the week is the quarterback, Blaine Gabbert. You know, he was injured in his last attempt in New York a few weeks ago. He still has some wrap on his thumb. That's the biggest news this week. What's the status with Blaine?
Well, I think, first of all, it's amazing that he's really the only injury news. It's as healthy a team besides him as you could possibly be. I think Blaine Gabbert's going to be a story that goes on all week. It's going to be talked about all week, but I really wouldn't expect a big decision on that until Sunday.
Here's what Blaine Gabbert had to say before practice today.
Being able to go out there and execute at a high level, because in order to win a football game, the quarterback has got to play well. In order to do that, you got to have you need your thumb to throw the football, and it's just one of those things that it's getting better, and we're going to test it more today and see how I execute. It's one of those deals. Yeah. It's a tough thing for a quarterback. You have to. You need your thumb. You need the grip. So it's a thing that we're playing around with some things, but at the same time, you need as much surface area on the ball as you can.
Well, John, you caught up with a lot of guys in the locker room today. A lot of buzz first day in getting ready for the Chiefs. What are they saying about Blaine?
Well, first of all, it's striking the locker room today because it's such a smaller locker room than it has been. But the guys I talked to said it matters that he's not there, but it really doesn't matter as much as it might because they've all played with Chad Haynes. Cecil Shorts, Mercedes Lewis, Maurice Jones-Drew. These guys have been in practice with these guys, and so I think they know what to expect. It'd be great if Blaine's there, but they're not that worried if it's Chad on Sunday.
Another big storyline this week, the return of Maurice Jones-Drew for the first time really in a full game since week 5 of last season. He played 2 snaps week 6 in Oakland, then went under the knife with a foot injury. John, this is a huge milestone for Maurice to be back this week.
Well, and if I've said it once, I've said it a million times, I'm beyond the point where I doubt if this guy can do anything. He says he's going to be ready. It's been an off-season storyline. How ready would he be? Would he be in condition? Would his foot be ready? He's done this before. He's had off-seasons where he hasn't been there before, and he always comes back and he's ready. So I'm not going to doubt him at this point.
And Maurice said the same thing before practice today. He's ready to roll on Sunday.
For me, he's been trying to just be a competitor in everything I've done. Getting back healthy so I can go out here and compete against Puz and the rest of the linebackers, come out and try to help the offense be as best and as efficient as we can be. And the main part is just staying positive, you know, because you're going to have days. I mean, there's a couple days during camp I was like, I don't know if I could do this anymore. But, you know, that once those kind of the pain subsides a little bit and the soreness goes away, you're ready to roll again. And, you know, you fought through those first couple of weeks. And now it's just, even though I was lying to you all saying I felt great, and I had to lie to myself too and say that as well. But now I feel good and just ready to get out there and play.
Okay, John, it's time for some final thoughts. You know, this is a lot of new this week. New coaches, new coordinators. Boy, half the roster's new as well. We think we've seen a lot in the preseason from the offense, defense, the schemes maybe, but I have a feeling we haven't seen much at all yet.
Well, that's exactly right. The more you break down this game and when you try to look at matchups, you realize we've never really seen these two coordinators call anything real for this team. Jed Fish, first game as an NFL offensive coordinator. Bob Babich has been a coordinator, but he's never been a coordinator in Gus Bradley's scheme. So all that stuff that we analyzed all preseason, all the stuff that we all, you know, I guess thought we knew, we didn't know anything about how this team's going to approach this.
John, great start. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you, JP.
That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Mazda.